Bear Independent Brief, 27 May, 22. After the tragic shooting at Robb Elementary School, in which an 18-year-old gunman, Ramos, I'm sorry, I believe his last name was Piece of Horseshit, killed 19 children and two teachers and injured at least 17 others, the story is going wild across the internet, deepening the divide between those who are for gun control and those who are against it. The event has been swiftly adapted for use as a springboard for pushing political agendas and bids for office, and debate is raging about gun control and mental health. I have a lot of very strong opinions about what happened in Uvalde, Texas, which we will get to momentarily. After Texas's Governor Greg Abbott finished talking about mental health resources available for both first responders and the survivors of the shooting, which, by the way, are very important. Very important. So don't degrade the importance of getting proper mental health treatment after a critical incident like this, for as a first responder or as a family member. ABT, our brother, the Angry Viking Therapist, I've learned a lot from him about this. It's super important. After Texas Governor Greg Abbott finished talking about mental health resources available for both the first responders and the survivors of the shooting, Beto Malo O'Rourke, a gubernatorial candidate advocating for gun control, walked up to the stage and made a scene accusing the governor of, quote, doing nothing, end quote, to prevent things like this. Quote, this is on you until you choose to do something different, he said, before being escorted out by security. Residents of the largely Democratic Uvalde, where the shooting occurred, were furious that the politician was using this for his agenda. Yeah. I got news for you, Bear Nation. Let's start with a couple of things. First of all, for everybody who bitches about the audio quality, just get off. There's nothing I can do about it. And so if it's going to ruin your day that you don't hear Bear the way you want to hear Bear, make sure your volume's turned up. And then if that's not working, beat feet, skedaddle, get off the X. There's nothing I can do about it. Copy? Because I'm tired. I feel about as good as seeing that in the comments as I do. Gas is $19 a gallon in Eastover Shoe, Indiana. Don't care. Shut that shit down. Now, adjust your OODA loop. Yes, politicians use tragedies for political gain. They don't care about you. They care about maintaining the power that they have and growing that power base to the best of their ability. That's what they care about. They will absolutely use your tragedy. They will absolutely use your tragedy for political gain. They don't care if your son or daughter was just murdered by a psychopath. If it allows them to advance their political agenda, they're going to do it. Do you think politicians that support the murdering of 3,000-ish babies a day care that 20 children were killed? They cared about children getting killed. They wouldn't be killing 3,000 babies a day as part of their political platform. They don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. There may have been a time when they did. I don't know. I've never personally experienced it. And yes, I am cynical, and yes, I'm pessimistic, but I'm also a realist. Look at the data. They don't care. So. What is the name of that old school Metallica song? Back to the Front. You will do what we say when we say. Yeah. Oh, I can hear it now. Good song. I have to listen to that later. Yes, politicians are going to use the Uvalde shooting and are actively using the Uvalde shooting for political gain. So much so that there is almost too many things for it to be coincidental. Fox News is reporting as of yesterday night that the shooter entered through an unlocked door into the school. School should have been locked. That there was no initial encounter with a school resource officer. That the shooter fired multiple shots toward the building from the parking lot before he went into the building. That the school resource officer was not armed, and that once he was in the building, when parents showed up, and there's body cam footage of this and dash cam footage of this, that the local PD, the Uvalde PD, did not allow the parents to go into the school, and that they did not go into the school, the PD did not go into the school because of the rounds that they were taking, air quote. And they did not arrest, but they detained some parents. This is not a proud day for law enforcement. We train and equip law enforcement officers all over the country. And there are good officers and there are bad officers. And there are good departments and there are bad departments. And so this is not a blanket statement against all law enforcement officers or agencies. And I know enough cops to know that they know too. Absolutely, there are bad officers. Absolutely, there are bad departments. And so, I imagine there's many of us in the Bear Nation that wear the badge that are pissed about what happened too. But if you prevent me, asterisk, if you attempt to prevent me from going into that building, my child is, because you are too much of a coward to go in and do it yourself, you are part of the problem. And I fix problems, homeboy. Cowardice. There should be a stack of badges on the mayor's desk this morning in Uvalde. Absolutely disgusting. Now, this is 100% an indicator. It is 100% political. This is, I don't know where we would put it on the threat matrix, but certainly in the category of Rome is burning. And if Rome is burning, why are you in it? Bitching about the burns that you're receiving from it while it's on fire. Yeah, there's a question. One resident told Fox News, quote, "Yeah, it's bullshit, man. People are grieving, trying to process their loss, and Beto is running around and doing this stuff," end quote. Before the press conference, the mayor had requested that politics not be discussed, warning the press to not try to use the tragedy for any type of narrative. Bro, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's going to be used for narrative. Fifth generation warfare. Game of narratives. Going to happen. We're there now. Rome is on fire. Quit trying to buy burn cream and get out of it before it collapses on top of you. A cousin of two of the victims told HuffPost, quote, there's a time and a place to address certain things like that. To do it in the moment in which the tragedy is being addressed so recently, to come in and to act in that way is pure propaganda. Yup. O'Rourke wasn't the only one attempting to seize an opportunity. Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman emailed supporters about the tragedy in a bid to collect money for his campaign for Senate. Even Pope Francis has called for the U.S. to have more gun control. Pope Francis can pound sand. I will send him a U.S. military issue Comanga compass right now so that he can pull it out and shoot an azimuth. Tracking. So Pope Francis, with that giant dick on top of his head, can just pound sand and go away. Mm-hmm. And if you're Catholic, I don't even apologize for speaking biblical truth to you. There is one Holy Father, and it's not a human being. And you are subject to no man's authority. That's why Messiah came in the first place, to make a way for you to come home again. So if you are willingly putting yourself under the authority of pagan papal doctrine, you're all jacked up in the spirituality department. Do away with all that horseshit. Buy the Bible, read it, and do what it says. The end. The end. Pope Francis has called for the U.S. to have more gun control, and Cardinal Kupich, again, I guess we need a couple of compasses here, said, quote, the Second Amendment did not come down from Sinai. The right to bear arms will never be more important than human life. Our children have rights too, and our elected officials have a moral duty to protect them. All right, Cardinal Kupich, let's dissect that. Let's read that asinine, moronic statement again. The Second Amendment did not come down from Sinai. The right to bear arms will never be more important than human life. Our children have rights too, and our elected officials have a moral duty to protect them. End quote. Let's start with the Second Amendment did not come down from Sinai. Well, the Levites had swords, bro. Yes, they did. And they used them. The first use of those swords, biblically recorded, was the slaying of 3,000 men who bent the knee to Baal at the foot of Sinai. Asshole. You moron. Yeah. Levites, go out in the camp. From north to south, the east to west, and slay every man who bent his knee to Baal. Now, if the cardinal, the good cardinal here, Cardinal Kupich, knew what the hell he was talking about, he would also have read Jasher, which informs the Tanakh, aka the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and he would know that Levi is an incredibly dangerous man, and that the reason the priesthood was given into the hands of Levi was because only being in service to the Father could balance the amount of violence that Levi is capable of. Levi is going to get blood on his sword either way, and so the Father gave him a whole bunch of cattle and sheep to slay. Yeah. So, negatory Ghost Rider, the Second Amendment did not come down from Sinai. What about Luke chapter 22, verse 36? He that doesn't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one, said the Redeemer of the world. And then Peter goes, I've got two Glocks. And Messiah's like, that's good enough. You don't need more than two Glocks. So for all y'all with a safe full of range queens, maybe you should buy some food instead, because Messiah said. Next, the right to bear arms will never be more important than human life. The level of stupidity here is astounding. How do we protect life? King David killed his 10,000s. Samson, 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. The prophet Elijah, Eliyahu, 400. false prophets of Baal at the Wadi Kidron beheaded. When Yeshua returns in Revelation 19, there's a sword coming out of his mouth. Asshole. Again, it gets back to the Catholics, not exactly fans of the Bible. Bigger fans of the short old man in the funny little penis hat. Next line. Our children have rights too. Yeah, you actually, it's more that you have a responsibility to your children than your children have rights, because those rights aren't fully actualized from a legal standpoint in the United States of America until at a minimum of like 18 years old. In many cases, 21. So you have a responsibility to raise your children up in the way that they should go so they do not depart from it when they are older. Raise them up in the way that they should go so they do not depart from it when they are older. That's different than your children having a right. You have a responsibility to your children to protect and provide for them and to bless them, to be the conduit through which the Father blesses them. And our elected officials have a moral duty to protect them. Well, elected officials don't do what they say they're going to do. The real issue here is, I think, at the base, the political frustration here is that the state wants a monopoly on the use of force. They don't have a monopoly on the use of force because of the Second Amendment in the United States, but so many citizens, the vast majority, 999 out of 1,000 citizens, are cucks. They've had their balls cut off. They're eunuchs. They're going to stand outside a school while their children are being shot and not go in because the cops said so. Yeah. Are you victim blaming? Yes, I am. Get in that school and fix the damn problem. So 999 out of 1,000 think that the Second Amendment is a cool thing that allows me to buy range toys that I use once a year with three magazines. You don't understand what it's for. And so the government really does have a de facto monopoly on force. And so then the issue becomes, the argument here is, by the far left, the government should have a monopoly on force, but don't worry, we'll take care of you if anything bad happens. When historically, that's not the case. No, you won't. You won't take care of me if anything bad happens. You don't give a shit about me. As long as I pay my taxes, I'm off your radar. You're not going to show up and deploy all of your governmental assets, whether they be local, regional, state, federal, to assist me. That's not how that works. And so we can have armed guards in the courthouse, but we don't have armed guards in the schools, because the courthouse is where you're collecting your taxes and rendering your judgments. But the schools are just where the most precious things in my life are. So the state doesn't prioritize the same way you do. What's precious to you isn't precious to the state. So the crux of the argument is, if the state has the monopoly on force, they should use that force when necessary to destroy the evil that is in our midst. But they don't. And so, yet again, we, the citizenry, have to maintain the capacity for righteous violence. This asshole that did this shooting in Uvalde needed to get dead that fast. That fast, boys and girls. How fast, Bear? That fast. Super simple. Dude's wearing a plate carrier, didn't have plates, and a dress with an AR in an elementary school. Yep, mental calculus. Send it. The concept that our elected officials have a moral duty to protect them, Maybe. But they don't. And they won't. And their capacity to protect is going to become worse, not better, as this great nation continues to circle the drain. And it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Can we rebuild America? Maybe. I tend to lean towards probably not, bro. Because most people aren't disciplined enough to win a fight with their alarm clock or not eat an entire bag of Cheetos. How you think you're gonna fix a country? I have no idea. And if it's by electing good representatives, we've been doing that. We've been doing Dan Crenshaw, anybody? Oh, he's Navy SEAL. He's got a pirate eye patch. He's gonna be great. Oh shit, he sucks. Now I guess we're just stuck with him. Come on. But Bear, if we just elect the right people, they'll get into the system, which is already infected, and we'll have infected good people now operating in the system, which sooner or later will become bad people operating within the system. I have used this analogy before. If you keep throwing kittens into a meat grinder, it doesn't matter whether or not you think cats should come out the other side. Ground meat is going to come out the other side because the machine, the system that you're putting these fluffy little kittens into, is designed to grind them up and spit them back out again. And that's what we have as a political system. It's been co-opted in this country for years and years and years, decades, maybe a century. So the whole we're going to vote good people in and do good things argument, prove it, show me. Where historically has that worked here in the United States of America? In my lifetime, show me where that's worked. So the state doesn't get to have a monopoly on force, and even though elected officials should have a moral duty to protect children, they don't. Incredibly important to understand as well, the police officers do, this has been upheld three times by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. There is no actual duty to neither protect you nor serve you from law enforcement officers. They are law enforcement officers. They are not protect and serve officers. They are not liable if they fail to protect you or serve you. Who does that leave in this equation? State ain't gonna do it. Law enforcement ain't doing it. That's you. That's you. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Glenn Beck, quote, "It's ridiculous for the Biden administration to suggest that this kid who decided to violate the murder laws would think, oh, wait a minute, there's a gun law. I can't do this. It would violate gun laws. It's law-abiding citizens that follow the law." There's a lot of this argument being made right now. Criminals don't follow laws. Systemic. You're looking at surface level issues. You're trying to put sunscreen on the burn on your arm while Rome is on fire. Your house is on fire. Get out. It feels a little warm in here. You think we should turn the AC up? The house is on fire. Get out. I don't know, maybe, do you have some aloe vera? Can we put some aloe vera on it? The house is on fire. Get out. He, Ken Paxton, emphasized that because of the time delay, law enforcement is not enough of a deterrent for the mentally ill shooters committing these often suicidal crimes. In the case of the Uvalde shooting, an hour had already passed and children were still inside. Al Jazeera reported, quote, "Videos circulating on social media on Thursday showed desperate parents shouting at police to enter Robb Elementary School in the town of Uvalde as the shooting was unfolding, with some trying to approach the building themselves before being restrained by officers." So, I'm not saying this is a fact, because I don't know, but my mind is quite capable of being dark and twisted. Somebody's starting an immediate audit of Uvalde PD and the personal lives of every officer right now. Que bono. Who benefits? Follow the money. Let me find out. Somebody got a duffel bag of cash, or their mortgage just got paid off, or their kid's private school tuition was just white. Yeah. See, public servants are supposed to be public servants, but because the public has willingly allowed their balls to be cut off, we are yet again out of balance with our public servants. You see, the biblical definition of fear means deep respect. Deep respect, because transgression of that, going against that, would be so painful that it's not worth the cost. Therefore, I deeply respect, I fear my Father in heaven. That same fear, that same deep respect should exist between public servants and their constituents. People will cry, where's the accountability from what, the shitty politicians you elected? Because, and what are you doing when you elect a politician? You're outsourcing. You did a bad job outsourcing. And it turns out the factory where everybody works who's been outsourced, it's a hellhole and nothing good comes out of there anyway. But if we could get new employees into the factory, nope, hellhole. Well, maybe if we build a new factory, nope, nope. Where are you gonna build a new factory? Well, okay, we'll use the same old factory, but we'll do a major overhaul. Okay, cool. You're gonna get new managers at the factory? No? No, they're not gonna work then. Point here is, if public servants deeply respected their constituents, I'm talking at a leadership level here, because again, most beat cops, good people. If you knew, as a mayor, as a county commissioner, as a county sheriff, if you knew 100% in your mind and in your heart, that if you were to catastrophically fail your constituents, like what happened here in Uvalde, that literally your head would be on a pike, that would probably inform your decision making, right? Now guess what, constituents? You better have the balls to put heads on pikes, literally or figuratively, when the time calls for it, instead of whining to CNN, why didn't they do more? Not their job. That's your job. But you outsourced it. You outsourced it. As Rome is burning and your house is on fire because you're in Rome and you're looking for some aloe vera to deal with the burns from the fact that the house is on fire because all of society is collapsing into a pile of flaming rubble. Because it's easier to be complacent. It's easier to pay attention to it. How many people say, I just can't handle it, so I'm not going to think about it. Oh, that's an excellent strategy. That makes great sense. There's an 800-pound gorilla in the room over there salivating, ready to rip my face off and give me monkeypox, and I can't deal with it, so I'm just gonna sit here and not think about it, and hopefully he doesn't come over here and disembowel me. Horse shit. At the news conference, Governor Greg Abbott said, quote, the ability of an 18-year-old to buy a long gun has been in place in the state of Texas for more than 60 years. And why is it that the majority of those 60 years we did not have school shootings? And why is it that we do now? Make no mistake, I'm not a fan of Greg Abbott. I thought that he had a horrendous performance during COVID with the initial lockdowns and flip-floppity back and forth. And I'm in Texas currently. Texas is a bastion of conservative freedom. Negatory, bro. Negatory. I piss all the Texans off when I say Texas is not as Texas as it thinks it is. you're not as free in Texas as you think you are. Yeah, and everybody likes to bitch, you know. It's like, it's reminiscent of the college football back and forth, because I think that has a large part to do with it. All the Texans like to complain about Oklahoma, but I have friends in Texas, I have family in Texas, I have a family in Texas for 200 years. We got a county named after us. I get to say some things about Texas. I've lived and worked all over Texas. You ever driven through Texas and seen them giant fan things? I probably put them there. We got friends in Texas who are like, "What's it like living in Oklahoma?" And I tell them, "Oklahoma is everything Texas thinks it is." And that pisses them off, but it's true. And my point here is that there is a level of freedom that exists above what is commonplace here in Texas and what is touted as this machismo bullshit Texas ethos. You can't open carry in Texas without a permit. Excuse me? Open carry is stupid. Well, listen, keep it in your pants, asshole. My point here is every other state in the country that has constitutional carry, open carry, no problem. But they don't want to offend the sensibilities here in Texas. The whole thing that the political leadership of this state, up to and including Greg Abbott, is not nearly as conservative as everybody thinks that it is. That's my point. And so Greg Abbott has said, and why is it that the majority of those 60 years we did not have school shootings? And why is it that we do now? The reality is, I don't know the answer to that question. One thing that has substantially changed is the status of mental health in our communities, end quote. I agree with that. We got psychopaths wearing dresses, going to, drag queen story time, wondering, "We don't know why he didn't turn out to be a good boy." It's like, because you filled him. It's a vessel. Your children are vessels. What you fill them up with, they will become. And if you fill them up with bullshit, they will be filled with bullshit. And what will they do? Bullshit. If you fill them up with good, they will be filled with good. And what will they do? Good works. And we could again dive into the, well, this is because of the lack of nuclear families in the United States of America. And this is because of the co-opting of the schools. And this is because we don't have adequate mental health. Yep, symptoms. All those are symptoms. They're not the disease. All those are symptoms. Rome is on fire. Your house is on fire. And instead, you're looking for the burn cream. Instead of running out of the effing building, you're looking for the burn cream. There is no burn cream. The burn cream is on fire. GTFO, run. One of the school children's mother is a nurse, and she said, quote, "We don't do enough for people who are schizophrenic, bipolar, who have other mental health issues. If your prefrontal cortex is not developed enough to buy an alcoholic drink, it's obviously not developed enough to buy a firearm." Well, sweetheart, let me tell you something. There's this thing called the United States military, where men and women as young as 17 years old are issued a firearm. Did you know that? Yeah. And then what they do is they go halfway around the world and trade blood for oil so that you can run your stupid mouth on Fox News. Americans are soft. We are soft. We're not as hard as we think we are. We're not as hard as we need to be. We're not deeply respected. We're not feared by our governance. Part of that, this whole argument with the Second Amendment, bringing it all the way back to the political motivations of this Texas school shooting. It's to further neuter. Gun control is to further neuter the American people. But I guarantee you, there are tens of millions of people in the United States of America that even if they didn't voluntarily disarm, they didn't voluntarily give up their firearms, they'd never use them. And that's the same thing now, isn't it? Yep. Because you believe the propaganda machine. Because you're afraid of going to the concrete box with the razor wire. Because, well, what about my kids? What about your kids? How about you put them back in the school and see what happens? What about your kids? That's good. Yeah, we don't sacrifice kids to Molech anymore. We just suck them out of a uterus with a vacuum and leave them locked up in a school while some, gosh, I want to say fucking bad words, while some absolute piece of horseshit is in there murdering them. Yeah, we just subcontract the Molech now. Yeah. But maybe if we elect good politicians, we can fix it. You are delusional. Delusional. That's it. That's the brief today. If you're an educator, you go to Refuge Medical, you use promo code TEACHER, it'll get you $10 off of a bleeding control kit. That's the best that I can do given our margins right now. I have to be able to cover my cost on those. You better have a bleeding control kit in your classroom. If you're an educator and you don't want a bleeding control kit in your classroom and you follow this channel, you need to go ahead and unsubscribe right now. You need to get out of my presence. We got a report on life number 41 saved yesterday. Praise the Most High. These things are going to keep happening. It's going to get worse before it gets better. You can't bitch about the sunburn while you're standing inside of the burning building. Bless y'all. Shalom.